All right, well, you know what today is. Today is Tuesday, and today is designated as the very special day that we always rock and roll.
Yes, we do, and Ron's pulse skips a little bit of a beat.
Yeah, my heart is pounding out of my chest. I started saying my chest is pounding out of my heart.
That's not good. I don't want your chest to pound.
No, don't want that. But you got a good musical question, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usual stuff.
Yeah. 41 years ago this month.
41 years ago.
This artist had his only number one hit.
Really?
His only number one, which is a little surprising. Uh-huh. What we want you to do out there, Radio Land, is name the tune and the artist of which Ron is about to play.
Okay, do I have it on the turntable?
You got it on the turntable. Move the needle over a little bit.
Okay.
The arm, yeah.
I'm not looking.
I shot the sheriff. I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy.
Well, hey, it's Eric Clapton.
Exactly.
I shot the sheriff.
Yes, it is.
But I did not shoot the deputy. That's, good song.
Well, it is good. And, of course, who wrote it?
It was actually Bob Marley, wasn't
it? Bob Marley, exactly. Yeah. Bob Marley wrote it. Eric Clapton re-recorded it. Mm-hmm. I Shot the Sheriff became his only solo number one hit.
Which is hard to believe.
Well, actually. It is, yeah. The single came off Clapton's album, 461 Ocean Boulevard, which was a great album.
Great album, yeah.
Right after he was kind of beat his heroin addiction. Clapton's version was inducted for this song into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But his next best single as a solo came in 1992 with his tune
Wonderful Tonight.
Tears in Heaven.
Oh, Tears in Heaven, yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately, so tragically, his son fell from a New York City apartment window to his death.
How about it? In my father's eyes, how successful was that? That was a great song, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turned in a couple of melancholy performances there.
Well, he sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, you know, his talent, you know, being with Yardbirds.
Cream,
Stevie Winwood, and the Blind Faith.
Blind Faith. Also,
Derek and the Dominoes.
Yeah. Derek and the Dominoes. Layla.
Still one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, Clapton had that ability. You know, he has one of those signature licks with his guitar playing. It's just, you know, he's one of the greats.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of great blues stuff. I'm telling you, that's his true love, I think, blues.
Yep.
You know, performances with B.B. King and a lot of other very popular blues artists, Buddy Guy.
Well, so many of the British artists who were part of the British invasion back in the 60s.
They were inspired by it.
Inspired by the blues.
Exactly. Hey, listen, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
It's been fun.
Well, you know, let's do it again. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.